Crisp and cool, cucumbers are a great ingredient to help beat the heat of summer. And when it's the peak of their season, like it is right now, cucumbers are also one of the summer's most abundant crops. They grow easily, and they don't need to be cooked. So what's not to love? Mindy Fox is a big fan of cucumbers and uses them in a number of ways in her new cookbook, Salads Beyond the Bowl. She's here to talk about cukes for this week's Last Chance Foods. Welcome to WNYC, Mindy.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
When I think of cucumbers, the first thing that comes to my mind are those conventional ones with a thick, waxy skin. We all know, we all grew up with them. You brought in several varieties. This is the conventional cucumber I'm holding up right now, but there are more. And that's what's exciting. You brought in these cucumbers and you got these from the farmer's market. So they're out there.
I did. They're overflowing at the farmer's market right now. It's one of the most exciting veggies at the market. Even though we have corn and beets and all the summer, you know, peaches and everything, I go nuts for cucumbers.
And why is that? What do you like about cucumbers?
Oh, I think that they have so many interesting qualities. First of all, they're very subtle in flavor, and they are incredibly refreshing. You know, the flavor, it's kind of grassy, and there's an elegant aroma to them. And there are all these different varieties, and they're beautiful. Even just to make a cucumber salad with cucumbers as the star is a great thing to do. And they also are great equalizers for other ingredients. For example, if you make a cucumber and pineapple pico de gallo, they counterbalance the sweetness of the pineapple. Or you can use them with beets and they counterbalance that earthiness.
Now, are there different flavors to the ones I'm looking at? For example, this very long, thin one. This is an Asian cucumber?
That's an Asian cucumber. And so it's kind of like a snaky looking cucumber. It's sort of maybe an inch in diameter. That's how skinny it is. They're also called burpless cucumbers.
Why is that?
And that's because some people, as they digest a cucumber, they end up getting, you know, having a burping reaction. And that is because of they're not digesting the seeds well. These have tiny, if not, you know, non-existent sometimes seeds in them. So they're called burpless. Their texture is uniquely crisp.
Is this the same as the cellophane-wrapped long cucumbers that are seedless cucumbers that I see in Fairway and other stores?
Right. Those are often referred to as European cucumbers. And I think that though they're not the same, I think they share that property too.
Now this, if you would have told me that this was a cucumber, I would have said, no way. This is tell me about this one. It almost looks like a tennis. It's about the size of a tennis ball and yeah, almost the color.
What you're holding in your hand is a lemon cucumber, one of my favorite varieties. When you later, you know, cut into that and see what it looks like, it has a really big seed pod. The seeds are popping and really juicy. And it has this really lovely kind of greenish color, greenish yellow color inside. When you cut open that one, you'll see and understand the relationship of cucumbers to melons, which they're actually in the same family.
You just wrote a book about salads. Tell me some interesting cucumber salads I can make.
Well, one of the salads that I have in my book that I love is a cucumber and summer tomato salad that takes advantage of the different varieties of cucumbers that you can find if you do have a farmer's market nearby that's accessible. And if you don't, you can just use a conventional cucumber. And all the different beautiful tomatoes, the different shapes and colors that we have right now available, with lightly pickled, really quick pickled red onion that you just stew yourself. It only takes about 10 or 15 minutes. And a variety of fresh herbs. And that's just a gorgeous salad. It's one of my favorite. It's really easy to do. And it's super duper refreshing. And it goes with it. It's great on its own or as an accompaniment to any summer dish that you want to make.
Mindy Fox is the food editor of La Cucina Italiana magazine and the author of Salads Beyond the Bowl. Thanks for coming in today, Mindy.
Thank you so much.
To learn more and to get Mindy's recipe for cucumbers and summer tomatoes with fresh herb leaves and barely pickled red onion, click on culture at WNYC.org. I also ask Mindy a lightning round of questions for my 60-second stir-fry video series. That additional web content is also on the culture site. This is WNYC.